State Farm. In fact, State Farm agent Pete Euler, right here in Emporia, can switch you over so you can start saving today. Pete and his team are ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. With Pete Euler, it's easy to switch and save. Just give him a call. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
KVUE News Time 8:29, Newsmaker 2 time here today. We're pleased to have with us Grant Manager Daphne Mertens with Healthier Lyon County. A lot happening here for Healthier Lyon County here this time of year.
Daphne, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron and Chuck. I'm doing great.
Good. Well, thanks for joining us here today. We mentioned here there's quite a bit going, and some of it's here in Emporia, some of it's in other places in Lyon County. Wanted to start here, Daphne, with a gardening project that is, the way it sounds, brand new here for maybe local and area facilities.
Yeah, we've been working on trying to add in some accessible raised bed gardening. We really want to make sure that gardening and growing food is something that can happen for all residents regardless of ability. So we want to look at how we can alter some of the raised beds that you see people use for gardening to make them accessible for people who can't bend over, can't stoop down, maybe are in a wheelchair using a walker or cane, or have some type of mobility issue that is making gardening something that they might enjoy previously more difficult right now.
That is a great concept. So where are you in this process? How do people get involved with this, Daphne?
Yeah, so what we're looking to do right now is we have a task force, a community garden task force, which operates as a subgroup of our Healthier Lyon County Coalition. And we are looking at local senior centers, retirement homes, assisted living facilities, and nursing homes, because we really think that is a great place for us to find our target population. With Healthier Lyon County, we're always looking at populations of focus in our community, and those are those populations that may not be receiving services to the extent that everyone else is, or people that aren't typically focused on. So we're really looking at our older adult population with this project, and those sites are just the ideal spot to be able to find that group. And beyond that, also, Ron, we can use some of that food that they're growing within the facilities if we're looking at like a retirement or nursing home that's providing meals on site. They'll be able to use that produce that's grown in their meals.
That's a great idea.
That really is.
That's a great idea. So I know you have a task force, Daphne, reaching out, as you mentioned. If there are those that may be interested in getting more information, how do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, so the best way would be to contact me at dmertens@crosswindsks.org or at through Healthier Lyon County on Facebook is another great spot to be able to contact us.
Yeah. Do you have some partners already, at least, that have started the reaching out process?
Yeah, we've actually just been identifying locations at this spot and seeing where the ideal location would be for us. You mentioned earlier that we're doing things throughout Lyon County. That's really important to us. We're not just an Emporia organization. We're Healthier Lyon County. So we always want to make sure that we don't ignore some of our smaller communities that may not have the population that Emporia has, but are nonetheless very important. So we're open to any groups or organizations that are interested in participating, but really particularly those that house or work with our older adult population.
And talking with Daphne Mertens, Healthier Lyon County, about the accessible raised bed gardening project. Let's move on. Tell us about Unite Us, Daphne. What does that involve?
Yeah, Unite Us is actually a really exciting opportunity that our community has right now. Unite Us is a community-wide coordinated resource referral network, which is a lot of words just to essentially say that it allows our agencies in the community to refer to one another for client patient needs that they may not be able to meet. So as an example, if someone is receiving services at a healthcare entity, they may also be food insecure and need a referral to find some food for their family. So this would allow that organization to send a referral through an internal system to different agencies that provide food in the area. And it's a closed loop referral, so that makes sure that the referring agency finds out that this need was met. So it's not just we send a referral and then whatever happens, happens. We actually are able to follow up and ensure that that person receives the service that they are needing.
Understood. What type of different options are available here? Because it sounds like, or it seems like, you've got a wide range of options here with this particular project.
Yeah, so Unite Us is exciting in that it can be integrated into healthcare EMRs or electronic medical records. So they're able to just access electronic medical records and send referrals that way through that system if they so choose to. But there's also just a web-based referral where any entity can use it. So places like food banks, housing, healthcare, all the different varieties of healthcare, quality of life things like safe housing, transportation and education, as well as job opportunities, nutritious food and physical activity opportunities, and even language and literacy skills.
Again, great project here. Shifting over to what you got cooking with LCAT, I know that, you know, here locally, some of the major efforts now with Through Healthier Lyon County have been improving access. And it sounds like the work with LCAT is the latest venture in that realm.
Yeah, LCAT has really just been a great partner for the community, really. LCAT has shown up to our Natural Resources Advisory Board meetings and our multi-use pathway planning meetings and has been a great partner to really look at and help identify some of the needs in the community. One thing that we've really been thinking about is the idea that we do have some great stops for LCAT and people are utilizing that service. But we want to make sure that it's even more accessible for people. So having some type of seating at our locations where the LCAT is picking up or dropping off people, as well as maybe having that be covered in some areas where necessary, will make it a lot easier for people to use that resource. And transportation is important.
Yeah, I'd be looking forward to more on that. That's a pilot project. Are you going to have a pilot project slated then, Daphne?
We do. So the City of Emporia recently received the KDOT Transportation Alternatives Grant, and they're doing a couple of really great projects. Those are going to be over by 12th and Burlingame, as well as along 24th Avenue between Prairie and Lincoln. These are some sidewalk projects, but tied into that 12th and Burlingame project is a LCAT stop that will be added to the Dollar General there. Dollar General is relatively new in that area. And we would like to pilot a seating area at that Dollar General and have been working with the city and LCAT to see what that might need to look like, but we're excited to see that happen.
A lot of things on the burners with Healthier Lyon County. We're talking with Daphne Mertens. And what about activities in Admire? We've been talking to you about this, Daphne, for quite some time, and that's the new multi-use court. Where are we on that project?
So this is actually one of my projects that I'm proudest of right now, and that's really exciting. Again, we work a lot in Emporia because there's a lot of people in Emporia, but we always do like to branch out. We've worked with Allen, and we've worked with Olpe, and now we are starting to work with Admire. And Admire actually had a really great forward-thinking idea of adding in a multi-use court in their city park. So Admire has a city park that has a court on it right now, and they invited me out to take a look at it. And that court, when you walk on it, it just kind of crumbles under your feet. The concrete crumbles with every step you take. So it's not really something that their citizens can use as easily as they should be able to. So it's in a pretty bad state of disrepair. They were looking for some help in rebuilding that court so that they have that resource in their community. And the Healthier Lyon County Coalition got behind that, and we're really excited about that project. So they decided to not just make it this typical basketball court that you could have, but to make it three different things serving all populations. So it will have basketball, tennis, as well as pickleball, which we all know is a big up-and-coming sport in our area. A lot of interest in that.
Absolutely.
Game. So
Daphne, are you seeing other communities here in Lyon County that are maybe starting to reach out and at least present some ideas for kind of like multi-layered processes like what you're seeing right now with Admire?
Yeah, we are, actually. When we voted on this Admire project, we had several other projects that had been brought to us, and the coalition really needed to look at the projects and see what they wanted to fund and what really met the needs of our priority populations. You know, Admire was an easy pick because they're very rural. They lack the services that Emporia and bigger cities around in Kansas may have. So we want to make sure not to forget about them and to be able to provide services there as well. We hadn't had a project in Admire before, so it was an exciting first project to really improve physical activity there.
Well, Daphne, anything else that you wanted to bring up here before we close things down, or what you may have on the burners here for a little bit later on this year?
Yeah, we've got a lot of up-and-coming projects, but we are really just thankful to our grant funders like Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas through the Pathways to a Healthy Kansas program, because they really are who makes it possible for us to put a lot of the money that we've been able to out into our community and do some of these projects. So without groups like Blue Cross Blue Shield of Kansas, we would struggle to be able to do a lot of the things that we're doing in the community.
Outstanding. Well, Daphne, thanks so much for joining us and keeping us updated on what you have going. This is a great slate of activities.
Yeah.
We're happy to get the word out and keep the word out in front of folks.
Great. Thank you so much, Ron and Chuck.
Hey, Daphne, thank you for your time. As always, we appreciate it. Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
Yeah, Daphne Mertens, Healthier Lyon County. A lot going on, a lot of positive things going on there.
Absolutely. I want to let you know, too, that as we look at the schedule here for tomorrow, we're going to be filling in the Newsmaker 2 spot, which will be at 8:40 tomorrow. That'll obviously be filled in here later today. We do have the ESU Buzz coming up tomorrow morning as well, 8:20 here on KVUE on KVUE.com. And the Friday Newsmaker 2 spot is kind of serving a double purpose. This is Flood Safety Awareness Week, but it also happens to be the Flood Safety Day for Severe Weather Awareness Week. So the Newsmaker 2 spot Friday has Lyon County Zoning and Floodplain Administrator Sam Seeley to talk about that in more detail.
Timely. And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler at 920 Commercial, providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call Pete to 342-6272 for a quote today. State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler. Good morning. It's 8:40.
Autopsies have now been completed on the two Americans who died in that violent kidnapping in Matamoros, Mexico last week. The two who survived are being treated at a hospital across the border in Brownsville, Texas. A majority of Oklahomans have decided to keep recreational marijuana illegal for now in the state, even though those who support legal cannabis use say they will keep fighting for legalization. This woman in Oklahoma City.
Change is coming. We know that 80% of people under the age of 40 believe legalization needs to happen. It's just a matter of when.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell before a House committee telling a Senate committee yesterday that the central bank plans to continue raising interest rates, even if it means job losses, in an attempt to get the inflation rate back down to 2%. The acting FAA chief is set to testify on Capitol Hill today following several close calls in the skies, including over the weekend when a passenger tried to open an exit door mid-flight, then threatened a flight attendant and had to be subdued by fellow passengers. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I heard you're starting a new business.
Yes, but there's still so much to do.
I'm sure there's a lot to figure out.
I need to get my vehicle wraps, brochures printed, yard signs, a banner, large posters, and t-shirts and hats.
That's easy stuff.
It's overwhelming.
No, just go to Kansas Graphics. They do all of that and more. They will have you taken care of in no time.
They do all of that? So I can just work with one place?
Yes.
Kansas Graphics in Cottonwood Falls. KansasGraphics.com.
Blessings from Emporia First United Methodist Church. I'm Pastor Ron Harris. God's offer of new life and new hope is always before us. Majesty revealed in the world around us and grace born into our hearts. In worship, we joyfully are reminded of God's love for us.
Hi, I'm Pastor Carla Sheppy. Join us on Sunday mornings at 8:15 and 10:35 for worship. At 10:35, you can also find us on KVOE Radio or live stream from our website. Emporia First United Methodist Church invites you to join us in sharing the love of Jesus Christ.
Are you in the market to purchase a new vehicle? Yes, we know things are changing and today's car buying process can seem intimidating. This is Chanya Gehring from Clint Boyer Autoplex, and I want to help you navigate today's evolving vehicle market. The majority of our new inventory is pre-sold before they get to our dealership. Come in or call for information on how to reserve your next vehicle. With inventory shortages, let our staff get you the upper hand in buying your new car, truck, or SUV. Plus, we'll give you a sweet Granada treat for the drive home. Clint Boyer Autoplex, only in Emporia.
This is Mike Kerbs of Holiday Resort. For those with Alzheimer's and other forms of dementia, our facility offers a home-like environment and safety features that address our residents' special needs. A structured schedule